If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is True Crime Today. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Sean Diddy Combs. His story, staggering highs and now earth-shattering lows. It's taken another grim turn. Once celebrated as a music mogul, he now stands accused of federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges, with nearly 40 civil lawsuits swirling around him like a storm. And if that's not enough to make you sit up and take notice, a new Peacock documentary, Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy, drops some serious bombshells about his early years. Let's just say what happened in the house of his mother might explain a lot about what's happening now. Tim Dog Patterson, a childhood friend of Diddy, paints a haunting picture of their formative years in Mount Vernon, New York. Weekends in the Combs household? Oh, they were anything but ordinary. Wild parties allegedly thrown by Janice Combs, Diddy's mother, filled the air with reefer smoke, the clink of liquor bottles, and the soundtrack of adult behavior no kid should be privy to. Patterson's voice, raw in the documentary, lays it bare. It would be a thing to mistakenly walk into one of the bedrooms and see a couple in there butt naked. Yeah, that's the kind of environment young Sean Combs grew up in. Now, this isn't just a trip down memory lane for shock value. The documentary suggests that these early exposures, what Patterson calls desensitizing, may have laid the groundwork for the man Diddy became. And this brings us right to the allegations. Federal charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transporting individuals for prostitution. If convicted, Diddy's looking at 15 years to life behind bars. His legal team, of course, denies everything, saying Mr. Combs has never sexually assaulted or sex trafficked anyone, man or woman, adult or minor. But these civil lawsuits, they tell a bit of a different story. Let's talk about the documentary for a moment, because it's not pulling any punches. The trailer alone feels like a punch to the gut. Childhood photos fade into chaotic party scenes while friends and industry insiders drop bombshell after bombshell. Take a look.
Sean Combs is a monster.
I want to speak about this now because I've witnessed everything.
I think Sean Combs can get away with anything.
I've known Sean since he was 4 years old. That's my little bro. He already knew what he wanted.
I could be your manager, just give me a chance.
I went to a lot of puffy parties. These were the parties that you needed exclusive access to get into.
He thought that if people fear him, they respect him.
Honestly, I didn't want to be around him unless there was cameras.
Nobody's shooting me.
When Puff was around, it was like, uh-oh, get it together or this could be over.
You got me acting crazy in front of all these people.
Something is not right with this.
I've been with Sean for quite a while, and I've captured a lot of moments. Anytime the studio or any rooms is red, is making love and sex. Some of the ones who went in the room, for sure they were underage.
They said they could ship me off and sell me to anyone.
How did this superstar music mogul become an alleged monster?
And I can show you how we have fun and stay out of jail, too.
Back to Patterson. He believes those weekend parties at Janice's house were kind of a training ground, though not the kind anyone wants, saying, quote, "I've always been asked the question, why?" Patterson says, "but I truly believe it all goes back to childhood. And while Janice Combs might have shielded young Sean from the brutal details of his father's murder, the environment she created was far from idyllic. Diddy's childhood wasn't just about parties, though. He was the altar boy who played Little League and made the football team at his Catholic high school. But according to Patterson, his peers could smell he was not tough. And the bullying, it came hard and fast. Meanwhile, at home, there was no shortage of larger-than-life characters. Pimps, pushers, and hustlers, the allegations continue, mingling with family friends. DJ Easy Lee Davis, another Mount Vernon native, confirms the rumors. She made sure everybody was comfortable in ways that sound more like a fever dream than a family gathering. All allegations. And then there's Diddy himself offering a glimpse into his early sexual experiences in a 1999 Vibe interview. He describes losing his virginity at 12, imitating rough movies he'd seen in adult films. "I was acting just like porn stars act," he admitted, as if recounting a scene from someone else's life. But this isn't just about what happened then. It's about what's happening now. The civil lawsuits detail decades of alleged abuse and manipulation. And then there's the band star, Sarah Rivers, who breaks her silence in the documentary, recounting unsettling experiences with Diddy during the filming of Making the Band. Her tears, her words, they add another layer to this disturbing story.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.